Log Talk Radio.
If I was an eagle, I would lift myself, spread my wings and fly. If I was a lion, I would run into the jungle and give the loudest growl. And if I was a song, yes, I would rise early in the morning and shine my light so bright. If I was an angel, I would sound the alarm for the whole of creation to bow at your feet. Yes, I have come to give you color, to give you water. I'll be every other one. I have come to give you color, to give you water. Sing and shout for glory. If I was a stallion, no, I would use my party power. If I was a shining star, I would illuminate everywhere. And if I was the son of a governor, I would make everybody throw a salute to you. And if I go control the times, I will go back to the garden to be done. I will give you the worship that only you deserve. I will look for beautifulness like a bad angel. Yes, I will go on someone, cut them away. Proud of how I go. Happy as we all know, I have come to give you brother, to give you worship. Happy as we all know, I have come to give you brother, to give you worship. I was meant to give you valor, to give you all day. I was meant to give you valor, to bow down with the elders. Only a fool will look into the heavens and say, there is no God. Only a madman will look into the seas and say, that the fish is at a anybody want to give God some praise? My Father who art in heaven, I come to give you praise. I come to give you praise. Does anybody in the house want to give God praise? Let me give you praise. Let me see you put your praise on.
I'll get over to be here. My life will get over.
I am blessed, Lord. Goodness and his mercies. Today marks the third day of our 1 week fasting and prayer. The theme for this fasting is all things are possible, all things are possible with this month for them that we believe. We are trusting God to see us through this month to the Lord will surely come through for you and I. The mighty Jesus walked by faith, not by sight. Yesterday we spoke at length about faith. Faith of expectation and expectation. So yesterday's broadcast, we were to listen to it and listen until start working by faith. That shall be the manifestation of the thoughts concerning your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today we want to deal with some witchcraft attacks, especially during this about witchcraft and demonic activities. And frustrate the works of the enemy, frustrate the plans of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. And I believe God come through for you and I, of Jesus Christ. So join me right now as we go before the presence of God to bless the name of the Lord, to pray for the Lord, to uplift him and let him know that he is the mighty man of war that fight for us and when he fight for us. We are guaranteed of it. And let it match what you couldn't accomplish in that month. That day, the Lord will give you the grace to accomplish it this month in the name of Jesus Christ. So join me right now as we begin to glorify and magnify the name of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well, it is well, it is well for Jesus Christ. So join me right now. Lift up a voice. And begin to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness and your mercies, which endure forever. Thank you, Lord Almighty.
You need
to by your grace and by your mercies that we are not consumed.
Father God,
so thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
Bible says that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves and that the truth is not in us. Sin will allow you to be defeated by your enemies. You can't win any battle against the enemy if you are walking in sin. If you are walking in sin, God cannot be your defender. He cannot be your protector and he cannot be your security as long as you are walking in sin. And if you are walking in sin and you are living a life of sin and you don't repent and turn away from your evil ways, your enemies can easily get hold of you with their witchcraft or attacks. So the first thing we want to pray is to make sure that the Lord God Almighty should forgive us of every sin we've committed against him, every trespasses we've committed against our neighbor. And also we ask for mercy for the iniquities that has been passed on to us, that the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you and I from all our sins and create us a clean heart, which when we come before God, God will cleanse us from all our sins. Create in me, O Lord, a clean heart, a new and a right spirit within me, that the Lord will not cast us away from his presence because of sin. So we want to go before God right now, that in the course of the day, if we've said things, we've watched things, we've conceived things in our minds, or we've done things that hasn't pleased God, we are coming before the Lord right now to say, Father, we are sorry for anything we did consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, which doesn't please him. And we ask for his forgiveness. We ask for his mercy, that the precious blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all our sins. For the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all, not some, from all our unrighteousness. So join me right now as we go before the presence of God to ask for mercy, mercy and forgiveness. He is the God of mercy. Let's ask him for mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask for mercy. 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 We ask for your mercy. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your mercy tonight. Be merciful to us, Lord. Be merciful to us, Lord. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. We pray for the mercies of God. 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 We pray for forgiveness. We pray for forgiveness and mercy in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy. Malashikaraba sutayaraba. Mantili kandule miyandala. Mercy, Lord, mercy. Have mercy. Mantuni miyantala bediyantuli bediyantala baba. Muna barabaraba siyantale lelebus. We pray for the mercies. Lord, show us mercy. Jesus, show us mercy. Jesus, show us mercy. Father, mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. The mercies of God. Muraba satara baba, Junini antalaba. Muraba radi antara de sandaraba. The mercy, the mercies, the mercies, the mercies. We pray for mercy. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us as we trespass against you, Lord Almighty. Forgive us and wash us. Wash us. Wash us with the blood of Jesus. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Lord, wash me. Create in me, O God, a clean heart. Create in me, O God, a clean heart. A new and a right spirit within me, O Lord. Wash me by the blood. Wash me by the blood. Wash me, O Lord. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me by the precious blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. We plead 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 the blood of Jesus. 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 We ask for mercy and forgiveness. We plead the blood of Jesus. We ask for mercy and forgiveness. We plead the blood of Jesus. We ask for mercy and forgiveness. Oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on us. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. We plead the blood of Jesus. 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 We ask for mercy and forgiveness. Create in us, O God, a clean heart, and you and a right spirit within us. Wash us by the blood. Purify us by the blood. Sanctify us by the blood. Help us to be holy just as you are holy. Help us to be pure just as you are pure. Lead us in the path of righteousness, O Jesus. Help us to be holy. Help us to obey your commandments. We plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, to cleanse us from all our sins. Let the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus, let the precious blood of Jesus cleanse us from all our sins, from all our sins, from all our sins, from all our sins, from all our sins. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all our sins. We plead the blood. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us from all our sins. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Show us your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, we are going to pray. We thank God for his mercies endure forever. His goodness and his mercies endure forever. When you sincerely repent of your sins, the Lord is merciful to forgive you. And if you don't repent of your sins, you are setting yourself up for satanic and demonic attacks, especially during this season as we are heading towards the end of the year. The enemy, our enemies are roaring like lions, seeking for whom he may devour. The Bible says that the devil, the adversary is roaring like a lion seeking for whom he may devour. And if you give him the opportunity through sin, he is going to come in, kill, steal, and to destroy. So you want to make sure that you are at peace with God because you are confessing your sins and you are doing your possible best by the grace of God to be living a holy and a righteous life so that you don't fall into the traps of your enemies. Our next prayer is to pray and ask God for fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh power. The Bible says that nobody can enter into a strong man's house unless you are first of all stronger than the strong man. There's no way you can enter into a strong man's house. The Bible, Jesus himself is even referring to the devil at that moment that he's a strong man, meaning that there are some powers, there are some principalities, there are some spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, there are some altars, and there are some witchcraft activities that can be powerful if you don't receive supernatural strength and power from on high. So for you to overcome your enemies during this season, you have to make sure that you are not walking in the flesh, but you are filled and full of the Holy Ghost. And that's why the Lord Jesus told his disciples that don't even go out and start preaching until you are endowed with power from on high. Tarry until Pentecost, until you are endowed with power from on high. And that's how it is right now. You cannot defeat witchcraft spirit. You cannot defeat altar spirit. You cannot defeat the queen of the heavens and the queen of the coast. You cannot defeat the marine spirit unless you are first stronger than them. How can you be stronger? Unless you have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace at work in you. And then you can boldly say that greater is he who is within me than any problem or any situation outside. Then you can boldly say that before God, Christ in me is the hope of glory. Because of God in me, I am more than a victorious. I'm more than a conqueror. Because there's a greater power, there's a greater force that is working through me. Grace is being given to me to overcome my enemies, overcome my problems, overcome every situation. But if you don't carry the power of God, the anointing of God, then you don't stand chances with devil, demons, and principalities. They will overcome you, and they will take advantage of your weakness. So we are going to pray right now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus, baptize me with your Holy Ghost and with your fire. Baptize me with your Holy Ghost and with your power. I need fresh oil. I need fresh anointing. As the year is coming to an end, I need your supernatural grace, your supernatural empowerment. Lord, empower me by filling me with the Holy Ghost and fire. The Holy Ghost and power with the extra oil in the name of Jesus. So begin to pray and ask the Lord to fill you until you are filled and full of the Holy Ghost and power. The Bible says that those who wait upon the Lord, as we are doing right now in fasting and prayer, they shall renew their strength. Ask the Lord to renew your strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagle. They shall run and not be worried. They shall walk and not faint. Begin to pray right now and ask the Lord to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and power, with the Holy Ghost and fire, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm not going to be able to do that.
I'm going to go to the next one. I'm gonna go to the hospital. Hey, brother, what's up?
One, you have to be anointed. Touch not my anointed. Those who are not anointed can be wasted. The Bible says, touch not my anointed. Those who are not anointed can be easily wasted by the waster. But when you are anointed, your enemies cannot touch you. Your enemies cannot consume you. Your enemies cannot waste you. You cannot be for sale in the supermarket of witchcraft. Why? Because you are anointed. And how does the anointing come? You need the Holy Ghost. So you better learn to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit. During this season, during this time, you better make sure that you are filled and full of the Holy Ghost. That is the main thing you need to be anointed by God, to have His presence with you, to have His power with you, so that witches and wizards will not even come close to you. Because you carry fire, you carry power, you carry authority. So when we are praying the Holy Ghost, you better invest in it. Because without, when you are not anointed and you are not powerful in the spirit, any witch can snatch your blessing, any witch can sacrifice you, any witch can invoke your soul and do whatever they will against you, because you are weak than the strong man. The Bible says that nobody can go into a strong man's house unless you are stronger. And we are praying about the Holy Ghost and people are not even praying. And yet still, they are going through all sorts of attacks because they are weak. And as long as you keep on being weak, even if I pray for you and I cast the devil out, if you can't maintain your own personal anointing, they will come back. And the Bible says that it will be 7 times stronger. So you need your own personal oil to be able to maintain and sustain your deliverance. Without it, you'll be moving from one place to another place, because you yourself, you don't carry fire. You don't carry power. So you better learn to pray the Holy Ghost. Very important. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Tonight, I want us to deal with Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. Numbers 23, verse 23. The Bible says, there is no divination. There is no divination against Jacob, no omen against Israel. It will be said of Jacob and Israel, see what the Lord has done. Another version says that no curse can touch Jacob. No curse can touch Jacob. No magic has any power against Israel. Israel. No curse can touch Jacob. No magic has power against Israel. Another version says that, for there is no enchantment. There is no enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Israel. Another version also goes on to say that, for there is no spell, no spell, no spell against Jacob, no divination against Israel. Or there shall be no omen, bad omen, bad omen, bad omen against Jacob. And there shall be no divination against Jacob. Or there shall be no magic curse. Nobody can practice magic curse against Jacob. No divination against Israel. No magic charms will work against them. No magic charm. No magic charm. No black magic. No witchcraft. No spells. No enchantment. It cannot work. It cannot work. It cannot work against Jacob. And that Jacob is now representing the child of God. And that's what I'm saying, that during this time, holiness. One, first you have to be a Christian. First thing, you must be a born-again Christian. Because if you are not a Christian, you are already in the satanic prison already. Whenever you drop dead, you are already, in fact, your soul is already in prison, in hell, waiting for the day you die, and demons will come for you. So anybody who is not a anyone who is not a Christian is automatically in satanic prison, in hell. There are people in hell. There are already people on earth, but already they are registered in hell. The devil is just giving them time. The day they will drop dead, demons are coming for them and drag them, because already their soul is in hell. They are registered. They are on the registry list of hell because they've never given their lives to Jesus. So the first people is, you must be born again. You must be born again. You must receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. The next group of people whose souls are in prison is those who are born again, who are Christians, are yet still living in sin. Living in sin. And then their names are still written in prison, in hell. Because immediately they die, the devil says that you are a prisoner because you live in sin. You live in sin. You live in sin. Don't be fooled by this false doctrine about once saved, always saved. The Bible says that work out your salvation with trembling and fear. Work out your salvation. You cannot be living in fornication, adultery. You cannot be living anyhow and think that you are still registered in heaven. The Bible says that if you don't live right, your name will be blotted out of the Lamb book of life. And therefore, there are people who are claiming to be Christians whose names are still written in hell because they are doing the bidding of the devil. They are not living holy. They are not living righteous. They are not living, walking with God and living a pure life. Your name is written. So first of all, born again Christian. Second, you move into making sure that your name is erased from the black book of the devil by asking God for mercy and forgiveness so that your name will be erased. And then you must be baptized with the Holy Ghost and power. Be baptized. We have nice, nice Christians. Very nice, very holy, very righteous. And yet still, because of prayerlessness and because of lack of power, still the devil hits them with one sickness and kills them. They go to heaven all right because they are righteous. They go to heaven right, all right, but they go to heaven premature. They go to heaven premature because they never knew how to exercise their authority as sons and daughters of Zion. They didn't invest in the power realm. And therefore, you can be a nice Christian, a good Christian, and the devil will take you to heaven prematurely. Why? Because you didn't know how to pray fast and walk in the authority of the word of God. So salvation, confession of your sins, and being baptized with the Holy Ghost and with your power. And that's what I'm saying. During this season, make sure that you carry power. You carry power. You are not just talking Christian. You are spiritual heavy. You are spiritual heavy. Demons and witches and wizards and agents of darkness cannot use your images and your pictures and all any item they have again to bewitch you. You understand? So you have to make sure that you are heavy, spiritual, heavyweight. And how do we build our heavyweight? That's how. That's why we are fasting. Fasting, prayer, the word of the Lord, righteous living will advance you in the realms of the spirit and make you stronger than that strong man in your mother's house or father's house who is keeping people in bondage. So now here God is telling us in Numbers 23, verse 23, that there shall be no divination against Jacob, no black magic, no sorcery, no enchantment. Meaning that during this season of Halloween, witchcraft and demonic activities, people will be practicing witchcraft, but not I. It can affect me because the Bible says that there shall be no divination against me. There shall be no divination against you. That's what I'm saying. That I want to make sure. I want to make sure that you are a Christian. I want to make sure that you are born again. And I want to make sure that you are living right. Then you can claim this promise. This promise is not for everybody. It's for those who are sons and daughters of Zion. These are for sons and daughters of Zion. I can't lie to you. These are for sons and daughters of Zion. Those who can boldly say of the truth that no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. And every lips raising against me in judgment, it will not fly. It will not succeed. This is your promise that during this time, your enemies can meet. And they are meeting. They are meeting. Planning who to eat their flesh, who to drink their blood, who to frustrate, who to embarrass, who to disgrace, who to destroy. But the Bible says that there shall be no divination. There shall be no enchantment. There shall be no black magic. There shall be no spells. There shall be no hexes. There shall be no bewitchment. There shall be no witchcraft against Jacob and against Israel. There shall be no satanic plans against Jacob. There shall be no satanic black plans. There shall be no satanic black magic against you. Tonight, I want us to pray. There shall be no divination. That's the promise. So hold on to that promise. What is Numbers 23, verse 23. So whatever they are planning, I declare and decree over my life and over my family that there shall be no divination. There shall be no spells. There shall be no death. There shall be no witchcraft. There shall be no enchantment against me because I'm a child of God. Be no divination. There shall be no divination. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper because there shall be no divination against me. Can you confess that word? Can you pray that word into your life right now? That in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever the witches and wizards are meeting, whether in my mother's house, father's house, whether in their coven, under the ground, in the celestial kingdom, wherever they are meeting, there shall be no divination. There shall be no spells. There shall be no charms. There shall be no hexes. There shall be no black magic against me and my family in the name of Jesus because I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I'm soaked in the blood. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Declare that word into the atmosphere. Let your enemies know that you cannot be wasted. You cannot be bewitched. You cannot be destroyed because that's your promise. Begin to lift up your voice. Makata balaba sukapa yekefe lebosa mindalaba kunama zata yadaba mandalaba. I'm going to go to the hospital. Praise and prayers, otherwise somebody, the wasters will waste you. The Bible says in Numbers 23, verse 23, there shall be no enchantment, there shall be no black magic, no satanic plans against Jacob, no divination, no enchantment, no curse, no omen, no curse, no soothsaying. Nobody will be able to practice their soothsaying. Nobody will be able to practice their enchantment, their spells, their hexes, their obia, their santeria. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to pray again. That in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare and decree that no enchantment, no spells, no witchcraft, no sorcery, no soothsaying, no divination, no enchantment, no black magic, no witchcraft that is formed against me shall ever prosper. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, no weapon of witchcraft, no weapon of enchantment, no weapon of sorcery, no weapon of hexes, no weapon of black magic, no weapon of bad omen, no weapon of divination shall ever prosper. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper in my marriage. It shall not prosper in my son's life. It shall not prosper in my health. It shall not prosper. No witchcraft, no sorcery, no divination. It shall not prosper. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon of sorcery, no weapon of witchcraft, no weapon of black magic, no weapon of enchantment, no weapon of divination formed against me. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. Every weapon that my enemies are planning in their coven, in my mother's house, in my father's house, in the coven, in the celestial kingdom, in the under the marine kingdom, in the forest kingdom, in the rock kingdom, wherever they meet to plant to release the weapon of witchcraft, sorcery, black magic, enchantment, black magic, it shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. Begin to pray that it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. It shall not prosper. No divination, no enchantment, no black magic, no soothsaying. It shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. According to Numbers 23, verse 23, in the Bible says that there shall be no divination against Jacob. Pray that prayer into your life. I'm going to go to the next one. Numbers 23, verse, there shall be no divination. There shall be no enchantment. There shall be no black magic. There shall be no spells. There shall be no hexes. There shall be no obia. There shall be no santeria. There shall be no divination, enchantment. There shall be no weapon that is formed against Israel, formed against you, formed against your family. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. It shall not stand in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to pray. I told you we are in the season of Halloween. A season of witchcraft and occultic activities. They are releasing spells. They are releasing hexes. They are releasing enchantment. They are sacrificing people. They are releasing all sort of satanic, diabolic demons are released into the atmosphere on different evil assignments. But you are going to pray. The Bible has clearly stated there is no divination against Jacob, no evil omen or enchantment against me. So in the mighty name of Jesus, every weapon of divination, of enchantment, of witchcraft, of black magic, of curses, of obia, of hexes, of voodoo, or of whatever it is, it may be from the camp of the enemy, destroy it in the name of Jesus. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. I destroy it by the power and the blood of Jesus. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every enchantment, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every curse, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every black magic, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every obia, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every voodoo, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Any spells, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every bad omen, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every curses, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Every evil projection, I destroy it in the name of of Jesus. Every demonic devices, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Whatever they are divining, whatever they are orchestrating, whatever they are plotting to do against me from my mother's house, from my father's house, from the covens of the witches and wizards, from the covens of those in the occult, whatever they are planning, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I destroy it by fire. I destroy it by thunder. I destroy it by fire. I destroy it by thunder. I destroy it by fire. I destroy it by thunder. Their divination, their enchantment, their hexes, their black magic, their blood omen, their curses, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. I destroy it by fire. I destroy it by thunder. I destroy it by fire. I destroy it by thunder. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft from my mother's house, every witchcraft from my father's house, every witchcraft from the coven of the witches, from the celestial kingdom, from the underground, from the marine. Ah, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. I destroy it by fire. I destroy it by thunder. Begin to destroy. Begin to destroy. Begin to destroy. Begin to destroy. Makata yada. Meka labadu. Reka payada. Reka labadu. Reka labadu. Reka labadu. Reka labadu. Whatever they have planned, whatever they are planning, it shall not stand. It shall not prosper. We destroy it. We stand in Numbers 23, verse 23. There shall be no enchantment. There shall be no divination. There shall be no black magic. There shall be no hexes. There shall be no voodoo. There shall be no obia. There shall be no altar that will rise against us, that will succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. A final prayer tonight. Final prayer tonight. I want us to pray against accident. Satanic orchestrated accident. Satanic orchestrated accident. That the Lord will deliver us from every orchestrated, every programmed demonic accident. Whatever accident the devil is planning for any of us before the end of the year, we cancel it. We cancel it. Tomorrow we'll deal with witchcraft. Friday we'll deal with red witchcraft. And Sunday we'll deal with black witchcraft. And you'll know how these witchcraft activities operate in different levels. But today we want to pray that every accident, they need blood. They need blood. And one of the ways they get blood is through accident. It's through accident. Immediately they orchestrate for there to be an accident and there's a bloodshed. Then Beelzebub and the witches will come and collect it and take it straight to the satanic bank. We come against accident. We come against bloodshed through accident. We come against bloodshed through accident. We come against bloodshed through accident. Anybody whose car has been marked for sale for accident, we erase the accident. We erase the accident of your car. There are some cars, they have been spiritually marked for accident. They have been spiritually marked for accident. It's for sale, meaning that this is going to have accident, and in anyone who will be sitting in at that time, their blood will be required. Their blood will be used. But today we pray and come against accident. And sometimes a person may be who is an unbeliever, their car may be written for sale for accident, and then the devil will orchestrate that they will come and engage you, the Christian, so that you will be part of their destruction, so that as they are being sacrificed, you are also going to shed blood. But we are going to pray that any spiritual witchcraft, demonic accident that is demanding blood in their altar and on their pot, we pray to cancel every demonic accident. We pray to cancel every witchcraft accident that has been assigned and has been planned for any of us in the coming of us. And please pray for your sons and daughters. Pray that whatever accident that the enemy has engineered, whatever accident, time-sensitive accident that the devil has planned to use it to collect blood from you or your family members, you are standing in the gap right now in the name of Jesus Christ to cancel the accident. And if you're on this prayer line and you can do a spiritual recap, and you realize that every year, when the year is coming to an end, you have accident, or you are prone to accident, or you are close to accident, or within this year, you have more than 3 accidents already, then I will tell you to raise a sacrifice and use Psalm 23, verse 23. If in the past, during this season, September to December, there has been accident, usually you find yourself having accident. Listen. Raise a sacrifice. If within this year you've had more than 3 accidents already, but narrowly you escape, then please raise a sacrifice also that you are using it to block any accident before the year comes to an end. Do that. We are going to pray, Father, any accident that has been planned for my life or my members of my family today, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I cancel every accident. I cancel every accident in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I cancel every accident. My going out and coming in. I cancel every accident. Please pray. And pray for your family. I'm going to go to the next one. In the name of Malaba Sikata Yanaba, Sun Telebo Shandanaba. Our last prayer, soak yourself in the blood. Soak yourself. Plead the blood of Jesus to be your Passover. Plead the blood of Jesus to be your protection, your defense, your security. Plead the blood of Jesus to be your strong tower. Plead the blood of Jesus to form a wall of fire around you, around your children, around your family, around your home, around your health, around your mind. Plead the blood. Plead your blood. Soak everything that is dear to you in the blood. Soak yourself in the blood. Soak yourself in the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ as your Passover, as your protective covering, as your defense, as your security, as your defense, your protection. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ and soak yourself and your entire family in the blood. This is no joke time. You play games and somebody is releasing an arrow. Begin to plead the blood. 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 Masuka payadaba. Rebadaba. Times. I shall not die, but live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. I shall not die. I'm going to say it 7 times. Prophesy it into your life. Don't play games during this season. You are going to say it 7 times. The first one, I shall not die, but live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the wonderful works of the Lord. So shall it be for you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the warranty of death, that warrant on your life is canceled by your confession. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So today is the third day. Tomorrow is the fourth day. Tomorrow, God willing, we will be dealing with white witchcraft. White witchcraft. What is all about white witchcraft and how do they operate and how can we pray and frustrate their assignment, especially during this season. So join us for white prayers against white witchcraft. Friday we'll deal with red witchcraft. Saturday we'll deal with black witchcraft. And then our assignment will be done for this fasting and prayer. But please spend 5 minutes every day on your five prayer requests. You'll be spending, that's the 30 minutes challenge, 30 minutes. 30 minutes you are going to be taking before God your five prayer requests, five things you are believing God to do for you before the year comes to an end. So you are spending 5 minutes on each and every one of your five prayer requests. You'll be spending up to 25 to 30 minutes every day on your five prayer requests. If you are very serious, you'll be praying it in the morning, in the afternoon and the evening. You can pray 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the afternoon, 30 minutes in the evening. You'll be getting almost 1 hour, 30 minutes on your own personal five prayer points, five things you are trusting and believing God to do for you before the year comes to an end. It will change your life. Because the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, Bible says, Jesus said, men always ought to pray and not faint. Men always ought to pray and not faint. And there was a woman who needed justice from a judge, but because of her consistency, she received what she needed or what she wanted from the judge. Even though the judge did not regard or fear God or regard man, the judge gave her what she desired of her consistent prayer, her fervent accent, consistency. And Jesus says that, how much more about your heavenly Father? Will he not give it to you speedily if you ask him day and night? Five prayer requests, five things you are trusting God for, and get yourself involved praying it 5 minutes on each one of them. It would surprise you how the Lord will come through for you before this year comes to an end. He is a praying, answering God. And he says all things are possible during this season, especially for them that believe. So do your five prayer requests, and the Lord will meet you at the point of your need and have great expectation, and there shall be surely manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to also thank all of you who are supporting us financially with our church project. Those of you who haven't done that yet, you can always go back to our website, www.freshfireprayer.com, 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 and you can support us with the church building funds. And if you're on Facebook, there's a GoFundMe.com on top of the broadcast, which you can send your donation for the church. During this week, our focus is on this book, Consuming Fire for Fire, because it's the season where witches are going to be operating. And if you want to know how to pray against witchcraft and expose and disarm, destroy their spells and charms, get a book, Consuming Fire for Fire. Consuming Fire for Fire. You can get it in the ebook, and it could be emailed to you in the next 24 hours, or you can buy the paperback and it will be sent to you in the next 4 to 5 days. But this is the book for just this week. This week, we are dealing with witchcraft, to cancel every witchcraft activities which the witches are already planning before the end of this month. It is their season, so you can't stop them. You can't. They can go ahead and do what they want to do, but they shouldn't bring it around you. That's the Bible. There's a saying that you cannot stop a bird from flying over your head. They will fly, but you can prevent them from making their nest on your head. You cannot stop a bird from flying in the sky over you. Birds fly, witches fly, witches bewitch, but don't allow them to practice their witchcraft against you. That's my philosophy. Go ahead with your witchcraft, but don't bring it close to me. Bring it close to me, you will die. Because the Bible says, suffer no witch to live. I'll kill you. I'll kill you and your witchcraft. You cannot kill me. You cannot sacrifice me. You cannot waste me. I'll not allow it. So get the book Consuming Fire for Fire on our website, www.freshfireprayer.com. You start using it. It will be a good resource for you during this season. May God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow for we'll pray against white witchcraft and how white witchcraft operate and how to deal with it and frustrate the assignment. God bless you. Bye.